here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, I just want to have a little chat about patients in a fat loss journey. I had one of my clients message me today. She's only started like a couple of weeks ago. Super worried because she doesn't feel like she's got the results yet that she thinks she wants to see. So I thought I would show you a little example so you can understand that this is consistency, it's about patience, and it takes time. So I am actually recording this for my podcast. So if you're watching, you'll get a good representation of what I'm talking about. But I have a toilet roll here, and the toilet roll, one sheet equals 1 day on your fat loss journey. So if we take off 7 pieces of toilet paper here, right, and then we look at it, it really doesn't look very much different. And this is actually a month later. So you can see that these toilet rolls, even after seven times seven, that's 49 pieces of toilet paper taken off, they look very similar still. There's a little bit of a difference, but that's 1 month down the track. She's like 2 weeks. So this here represents probably three, more like 6 months. This probably represents 6 months. So you have to understand, when we're looking at fat loss, it is not a quick fix. It's not like a instant gratification. It takes time. And this is like 3 to 6 months of consistency, of like eating high protein, hitting your macros, hitting your calories every day. Firstly, knowing how many calories you need to eat, and then making sure protein every day. This is like a 6 month journey. So a couple of perspectives to give you. So firstly, that's a month down the track. You can see there's not too much difference. So you have to understand that this is a process that's going to take time, and we actually need to enjoy the journey. That means enjoying the process of getting to where we're going. And that means, that's why all of the people who tune into my programs or my one-on-one clients, they actually do enjoy the process because the food tastes great. So firstly, they're actually looking forward to eating because it tastes delicious, and then enjoying the journey on the way. So this takes time. It, like, depending on how much weight you want to lose, which actually, when we look at it, is almost irrelevant, whether you're wanting to lose 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 15 kilos, it's all going to take time. Nothing is going to happen in a really quick situation. It's like walking into the gym and going to the gym for 7 days and expecting to see a six pack. It just doesn't work that way. And the funny thing is that when I give that analogy with walking into the gym and going to the gym for a week and not seeing a six pack, people actually get that, because you know building a six pack actually is quite hard work. So I want to give you this perspective so you understand that on your fat loss journey, one piece of toilet paper at a time is going to take some time to see the results. So we need to just stay consistent every day, hitting our calories, hitting our protein, and eventually those goals will start taking shape. So a little bit of a reminder for you today. The other thing that happens is, like, our body is very smart. So I have like a little diagram that shows, it's called the fat whoosh, where the fat cells actually fill up with water as you are on a fat loss journey. It fills up with water and then it lets go. So the body doesn't just lose weight in a linear fashion. We can lose weight, then we can put on weight, and we can lose weight. And those people out there that weigh themselves every day, they definitely know that this is the case, because your body can change in weight because of a whole lot of factors. Hormones, maybe we've just had a high salt meal, the last meal we ate, and so our body retains more water. Maybe you've just had more carbohydrates than you normally would in the last meal. There's so many things like that can, workouts, exercise load, so many things that can actually change the scale and the number on the scale. So my advice to you is, if you are one of those people who jump on the scale every day, then take the amount, do it at the same time every day, take the figure, divide it by 7 after the week is out, and that is your weight for the week, because otherwise you will get discouraged when you see the number go up and down. And when we are focusing on building muscle, which hopefully you're all doing because you know how important muscle is for your body, this can actually not necessarily show up on the scale very well. For me, in my journey, I actually went through a period where I actually put on weight, but my body looked completely different because I had what we call as rebody compositioned. And I've talked about this before, where you're actually losing body fat, but you're gaining muscle at the same time. So the scale is not going to show you that response necessarily, but your body measurements are completely different. So just a few perspectives to keep in mind on your fat loss journey. And more importantly, to just be patient. If this is an indication of keeping one sheet of toilet paper a day, knowing that that is going to take time. It is going to take time, and you just need to show up every day, do the things, trust in the process, and enjoy the journey along the way. As always, thanks for tuning in. I hope this has been helpful. And don't forget to jump on the waitlist for the next round of my program. We'll be kicking off in June, and that will also give you the information for any free protein challenges that I run. There will probably be one in, I'm going to say May. So you need to be on that so you get the latest details. I'll make sure I put the details here in the comments. Please stay connected. Keep listening in. I do this as a free resource to share and help as many people as possible. So if you are happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, comment, I would truly, truly appreciate that. That's how more people can learn about this podcast and get more help and feel their best self in this period of our lives, which I know is possible because I've done it, and if I can do it, so can you. So have a great day. Talk to you next time.